But I'm a therapist, and I was seeing a lot of people coming in to my therapy research, my therapy practice, and then my research lab, who were having all these symptoms of depression, but they weren't breaking down. They were overfunctioning. They were like the rock. They were the mom. They were the entrepreneur. So they weren't getting the help because you got to break down or you got to be in crisis in order to get helped because you have to meet this very set criteria and fit neatly into a box, right? So that led me to wonder, well, I wonder how many people are really struggling. Like they have a lack of joy, they have these symptoms of depression, but no one knows it because on the outside they look put together and they're functioning. And to be honest, I was one of those people. I was going through a period in my life where I was struggling and no one knew because I was the boss, I was the mom, I was the entrepreneur, the therapist, you know? And so if I was going through this and it kind of snuck up on me, I wondered how many other people were going through it. So I set out to do this study in my lab on high functioning depression, enrolling patients who had all these symptoms of depression but were actually overfunctioning. And what I found was so surprising. What I found was instead of shutting down, people use work, they use other tasks to busy themselves from this pain that they want to avoid. And you would think, oh, like someone has pain, they don't want to get triggered, right? They avoid people, places, and situations like in trauma, classic PTSD. But those of us with high functioning depression, we avoid our pain by overfunctioning. When we sit still, we feel empty. When we're not busy, we feel restless.